My Angel's Prayers. The following prayers have been graciously provided by Irene. They were never meant for anyone else's eyes, not even mine. We had booked to go to Mauritius for a week in November 2008. Quite some time ago, I'd asked Yahweh if the book was finished, or whether I should include the significant events that took place after the 24th of January 2008. In other words, was there a final chapter? I had in fact received confirmation from a number of sources that I needed to write the final chapter before publishing the book, which turned out to be the following five chapters. If at first you don't succeed, try, try, try again. My career, the final chapter. The nest becomes emptier. Full circle. The big C, a test of my faith. About 2 weeks before our vacation, I was in Paris on business when I received an SMS from Irene saying that she had received an instruction from Yahweh that I had to complete the book now. In addition, she said she'd also been told to share her handwritten prayers with me. She didn't know why or what the meaning was. The thoughts, messages, and instructions she received, as well as her prayers, are recorded in two special notebooks. Before sitting down to start writing the final chapters, I read her prayers several times. I still wasn't sure why I had to read them before I started writing, but after a few days it came to me. I had to include them in this book. When I told her, she was shocked and surprised and said, "No, no, no, they're very personal." I agreed, but told her that they had to be included. She instantly knew it was right and received confirmation, which she accepted. Perhaps the prayers are meant to be examples on how to pray. Perhaps they take on a different and personal meaning to anyone reading this book. Whatever the reason, it doesn't matter. I just know they need to be here. Here are some of them, read by Irene.
At 12th of April 2008, a few days before Kevin's operation. Father Yahweh, thank you. I am grateful for Kevin's healing, and I pray for total clearance of his cancer, that it may be dissipated to total healthy body. I pray for clarity and assistance of my faith and prayers to help Kevin's healing. I have total faith and understanding that we must experience these emotions in order to fulfill your purpose of teaching others. I'm awaiting your spoken word of guidance. I pray for all this through Yeshua's name. Amen. 28th of October 2008. Father Yahweh, thank you for love. Thank you for guidance. Thank you for gifts and blessings beyond words. Thank you for the bond that transpired between Jamie, Stephen and myself this weekend. It was overwhelming. Understand your purpose of this, for them to be drawn home to Kevin and me very often. I too understand our time is for your purpose first. That's why they are now moving to Knysna. I realize Kevin has accepted this, and he has the comfort that they will always come home to love. Father, I thank you for blessing Brent and Carl in concluding the sale of their house, to open their own business and the understanding that your timing is always perfect. Father, I await your instruction. Thank you, and I pray for Kevin to find time to complete his book in your name. I pray this all through Yeshua's name. Amen. 5th of November 2008. Father Yahweh, thank you for family. Thank you for love. Thank you that I'm a mother and blessed with many children, whom each in their own right is special. And I pray that Kevin and I can set an example that goes beyond the earthly realm with you and Yeshua's guide to us. I pray they too will fulfill their purpose and help introduce your light to others. Thank you. I pray for all this through Yeshua's name. Amen. 6th of November 2008. Father Yahweh, thank you for Eva's baptism on 2nd November. Thank you for Kevin's understanding of your divine purpose. Thank you for Carl praying to you with us. Thank you, Father, for souls bonding in your light. Thank you for love. Thank you for peace. Thank you for providing us with everything others dream of. I understand to be obedient to you, Father Yahweh, and I await your words of instruction. Thank you for giving me the privilege to do your will, for this is my choice of life. I humbly am to do whatever you ask and whenever you instruct me to do, with love. Thank you. I pray this through Yeshua's name. Amen. 12th of November, 2008. Father Yahweh, by our words and our actions are our intentions, our truth. Through unconditional love, Yahweh's light shines bright to heal and to comfort our physical in order for his souls to fulfill their purpose, his will in heaven and earth. I pray for this through Yeshua's name. Amen.